This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Belarus used stun grenades on Sunday to disperse protesters who, after months of demonstrations, have threatened a national strike if longtime President Alexander Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. News reports say more than 100,000 protesters were in the streets of Minsk on Sunday. It's the 11th week in a row of demonstrations against Lukashenko's contested victory in the August presidential elections. At least two people were injured by police in Sunday's protests. That's according to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. 60 people were arrested, according to Belarusian's rights group Vesna. Opposition leader Svetlana Tsiyanouskaya, who fled the country for her safety after the August election, has called for a national strike if Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. Lukashenko has indicated he will ignore the ultimatum. Lukashenko maintains he won the poll in a landslide, garnering 80% of all ballots, despite widespread claims at home and abroad that the vote was heavily rigged to keep him in power. He's been in office for 26 years. That's 26 years. Public anger has grown over the crackdown in the wake of the protests that have seen more than 7,500 arrests and police violence against demonstrators. Hundreds have emerged from police custody with bruises and tales of torture at the hands of Lukashenko's security agents. Lukashenko has accused NATO of moving forces near Belarusian borders. The alliance has denied the accusations. With the coronavirus surging in the United States again, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows declared on Sunday that the country is not going to control the pandemic. But Meadows told CNN, quote, "We are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics, and other mitigation areas." VOA News. Republican U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, campaigned Sunday to fire up their supporters and sway the last remaining undecided voters 9 days ahead of the November 3rd national election. Mr. Trump heads to rallies in the northeastern states of New Hampshire and Maine, where small numbers of electoral votes could prove crucial in a close election. He and Mr. Biden are continuing their search for the 270-vote majority in the country's all-important 538-member electoral college, where the outcome is determined by the individual state-by-state winners rather than the popular vote. Mr. Trump narrowly lost New Hampshire and its four electoral votes to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, and according to statewide polls, he trails Biden by more than 11 percentage points. Meanwhile, Biden on Sunday is making a virtual appearance at a concert aimed at getting people out to vote. While Mr. Trump has continued to stage large outdoor rallies despite the coronavirus pandemic, Mr. Biden has stuck to virtual appearances and attending small gatherings. More than 58 million Americans have already voted. That's about two-thirds of them by mail and about a third in person. Many of them said they wanted to do so ahead of Election Day to avoid coming face-to-face with other people amid the pandemic and long voting lines that are expected. Polls show that perhaps less than 5% of voters have not decided on voting for Mr. Trump or Mr. Biden, making it especially imperative for their two campaigns to identify existing supporters and make sure they cast ballots. A key al-Qaeda leader has been killed in Afghanistan's eastern Ghazni province by Afghan forces. Abu Musin al-Masri was an Egyptian national believed to be the group's number two in the Indian subcontinent. He was wanted by the United States for providing support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and plotting to kill U.S. nationals, according to the U.S. FBI. The Afghan government on Sunday accused the Taliban of still keeping close ties with the Islamist militant group, despite promises the Taliban had made to the contrary. Iraqi security forces and protesters clashed in Baghdad on Sunday during demonstrations to mark the first anniversary of mass anti-government protests, demanding the ouster of the ruling class, whom they say is beholden to neighboring Iran. Thousands took to the streets in Baghdad with protests centered in Tahrir Square, with peaceful demonstrations also taking place in several cities in the south. In the capital, protesters hurled rocks as police fired tear gas and used water cannon to block demonstrators from bridges leading to the highly fortified Green Zone. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.